putting America's interests first in the first war of the 21st century. Everybody counts. Putting America's interests first in the first war of the 21st century. Everybody's precious. In the first war of the 21st century. Everybody is equal in the first war of the 21st century. Putting America's interests first. That's not the way the enemy thinks. Terrorists will not be stopped by mercy or by conscience. In the first war of the 21st century, they don't value this economy. They're nothing but a bunch of cold-blooded killers, and that's the way we're going to treat them. Army life can be rewarding every day, and America thanks you to shape a future of peace in the first war of the 21st century. And we're hauling them in one by one, keeping it strong. Sudden justice, keeping it strong. They're no longer a problem for the United States of America. The mighty footsteps of the United States of America. Sudden justice. We're hunting terrorists on every continent. Keeping it strong. And we're on the hunt. Sudden justice. We're chasing them down one by one. Why do I say that? Reckless aggression. Why do I say reckless aggression? That's why. Weapons of mass destruction. That's why. Against those in their neighborhood. That's why. The real threat. The use of military force is this nation's last option. Last option. Enforce the will of the United Nations. We are ready. We're prepared. We are ready. You'll be fighting to liberate, enforce the will. See, we believe in freedom. Enforce the will. Have no love for tyranny. Enforce the will. Have no love. America seeks more in a world of peace. To shape a future of peace. In the first war of the 21st century, America seeks more. A cause larger than yourself. Every order I give can bring a cost. We act in the cause of peace and freedom in the first war of the 21st century. Peace.